Thank you.
The second part of your economic development option thing you want to talk about, did you, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The council also could consider guidelines for the future for economic development incentives. And in your packet, there was a letter and some information supplied and some ideas for discussion. The county's goal could be to provide some supplemental incentives for businesses on a case-by-case basis based on new employment. The intent would be to base the incentive primarily on new revenues to the county generated by the business. This would be subject to review by a committee and subsequent county council approval on a case-by-case basis. An applicant would provide at least 10 full-time positions with benefits. Clawback recovery provision and discontinuance of incentives would occur if the company falls below job number expectations. And of course, the proposal would be subject to availability of county funds. Incentives would be based, or could be based, on additional property tax generated by the new business for the county and partially for schools. Also, it could be based on reductions in building permits, building code zoning, or other fees that the county generally charges. At the last resort, the proposal could include the use of funds from an from the Economic Development Fund. And we have a list of, there's an attachment that has it shows a goal to provide supplemental economic incentives, provide the county incentive primarily based on new revenues generated by the business, maximum amount of $800 per new full-time employee. Again, it would be subject to committee review and county council approval on a case-by-case basis, and we would expect variations based on the business and their needs and what they would provide, how they would benefit the county. The company must provide at least 10 full-time positions. It could be contingent on, or would be contingent on, review of a company financial plan, history, and the benefit to the county. The incentives would be discontinued if the company falls below job number expectations or failed to meet required objectives. If they don't meet the job numbers during the first 3 years, there could be a clawback recovery provision. We could require that the project be complete within a year of building permit issuance in terms of construction, and again, subject to availability of county funds. Again, the incentives could be property tax abatement for a maximum of 10 years, or it could be graduated property tax abatement, similar to what some other jurisdictions do, where maybe the first year be 100%, the next year 90%, and in the following year 80% till it's down to zero. This we would approach the school district for consideration for a match, and then again look at some of the other fees that the county charges. We also have industrial revenue bond fees could also be reduced if the company participated in that program, or we could offer the economic development loan program that we currently already have in place. That was a 1% loan for 10 years, but it's backed up by the city government or town government. In summary, the goal would be to supplement other programs, especially by the state of Delaware, which would definitely be expected to provide greater incentives due to the income tax base of the state and to encourage more jobs in Sussex County. Basically, this was for discussion, and our thoughts were that maybe this could be used as a guideline in the future if and when another business comes and ask for consideration by the county.
Okay, well, why don't, I mean, I think you did a very good job putting this together. Why don't we allow council a week or two to review the draft incentive options?
Sure.
And then get back with Mr. Baker or Mr. Lawson if you want to see any changes or additions or whatever.
Yeah, I've sent my comments in. I think the biggest problem is the lack of adequate roads here for a business. I think that's one of the big reasons why they don't come here. We're very friendly to business, and our rates for everything are low. Everything.
And that,
comments?
That is a good point in that we, and then we emphasize that to prospective businesses. I know Mrs. Wheatley normally, you know, when she meets with new businesses and when they approach the county, we emphasize low taxes, you know, good training facilities, proximity to metropolitan areas, and so on. So the intent is not to try to offer a large amount that might be this real basis for the company coming, because that's not going to happen, but to basically supplement what maybe a city or the state of Delaware to show some incentives, provide some encouragement for the business to come here or expand here.
And we do have Mrs. Wheatley. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Is there any document that has maybe a comparison of Sussex County and maybe then the state of Delaware compared to the surrounding areas? So to be able to sit that, you know, put something like that in front of people is powerful, because there are certain incentives of living in Delaware, no sales tax and other various things, but Sussex County with our tax base and low tax rates and stuff. So I'd love to see maybe economic development have a pamphlet that compares,
right,
you know, without doing any, without giving you, you know, one dime worth of incentives, what we offer to begin with, just in comparison. So
sure, okay,
our starting point is so much more advantageous than any of these other places.
Right, we can put something together.
Yeah, I mean, it ought to be a tool that we're using. I mean, it just ought to be out there.
Maybe if you could get economic development, get Mrs. Wheatley to put together some kind of a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. I know we have the profile.
Say Kent, Sussex, Wicomico, you know, around us, Caroline, see what they do. And as I said earlier, I think what we've heard, and Dave, you can, if I'm incorrect, you can sort of say that, but I think what we've heard in the last year and a half visiting these businesses and talking to people is it's not necessarily the volume of what we have to offer, but the fact that we are at the table and willing to participate. Mm.
And we
care.
Right. And Sussex County is your business partner.
And we care. So thanks, Dave, very much.
She likes that a lot. Did you coin that?
Administrator's report.
But you were critical.
Competition, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Competition, remember?
Yeah.
I just have two quick items. The pension committee will meet on November 2nd at 1 p.m. in the council chambers to discuss the fire service fund investment policies. And second, the airport advisory committee will meet tomorrow, October 26th, at the Emergency Operations Center at 6 p.m. And attached is a copy of the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, Mr. Becker? Mrs. Webb, selection of underwriter services for anticipated bond refunding.
Thank you. I last reported to council that we were doing a request for proposal to find an underwriter for a bond refunding program. On October 17th, the county received 13 proposals from investment banking firms to provide underwriting services to the county. Public advisory consultants, our financial advisors, and the county reviewed and evaluated each of these proposals to determine which of the firms would provide the lowest cost of financing to us. And today we are recommending to the county using Wells Fargo Security as the senior manager for the upcoming refunding bonds. Wells Fargo proposed the lowest fees at a competitive interest rate. They are a large national firm who sells bonds to both large investors and local retail customers. We would also like to recommend hiring M&T Securities and RBC Capital Market as co-managers, and it's very typical to have co-managers in your underwriting services. These two firms would complement Wells Fargo and bring additional retail capability to the transaction in their ability to reach Delaware and, in particular, Sussex County residents, which we were making a point of that in our RFP, that we could sell locally to Sussex County residents if interested. And today, Mr. Les Guthorn from Public Advisory Consultants, our financial advisor, is here to speak particularly about the selection of the RFP to Wells Fargo, M&T Securities, and RBC, and then a bit about moving forward from here. Thanks, Les.
Mr. Guthorn.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me stop by and visit with you. The RFP process was, as Susan described, pretty open and competitive. It came down to there were a number of really excellent firms that responded to the request for proposal to work for you all. The lowest cost proposal, as Susan pointed out, was Wells Fargo, and they were substantially lower than the other bidders. The fee that they proposed, frankly, applies to all members of the underwriting syndicate, so even though the other two firms may have bid a higher rate of charge, if you will, they are bound by working for the cost structure that Wells Fargo submitted. Wells Fargo is a national firm. It is well represented throughout the nation. It does work in Delaware as well. I know of at least one other transaction they're working on in Delaware at this very moment. So they are reasonably well known to you all, at least in the greater investment banking bond market. As I recall, one of the points made in front of this council just the last time when this was brought up, you were concerned about local participation, so that, as I recall, there was one gentleman in specifically that wanted to buy Sussex County bonds. We made an effort to put that in the request for proposal. We have made that abundantly clear to the underwriters that we want local participation. Anyone who wishes to acquire a Sussex County bond will be given absolute preference over any other bond sale in the transaction. So there should be, if you can come up with the money, you can buy the bonds and any maturity you wish to buy.
How can you do that? How can you give somebody preference like that?
It's actually very common in our industry.
Okay.
There'll be a notification just as a formula.
Mm-hmm.
There's a notification on the document that the underwriters send out to each of their participating underwriters, mm-hmm. that it will say literally the first line of there's a sales priority, and the first sales priority will be Sussex County residents. Second sale priority will be state of Delaware resident. And then after that. But that's very common to do that. I mean, when you can do a negotiated financing, when you do a competitive financing, you actually cannot control.
So there would be a difference in dollars and cents.
Well, there's no difference in dollar and cents to you.
No, I understand. The investor.
The investor, yes, because if the investor chooses year one, there's a certain percentage rate that they will get on the bonds versus a year 20 or 30 or 35. Yes, there's a difference in interest rate, mm-hmm. all the way by maturity. And it is a published interest rate.
Between Sussex and non-Sussex.
No, there won't be a difference in rate. The rate is the rate.
Yeah, right. So I don't see where they get preference.
They get preference to buy the bonds because sometimes the bonds are not there. So we're making sure that a Sussex County resident, if they put in for a request to mm-hmm. buy the bonds, that a bond or bonds will be there for their purchase. That's their preference.
I think what better explains it maybe is that instead of selling it all to an institutional investor like Fidelity to put in their portfolio, they would like to sell it to some retail people.
Okay,
that difference. Yeah.
I understand. Thank you.
Any questions, counsel?
I have a motion.
You have a motion, Mrs. Yes. Webb? Thank you, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council hire Wells Fargo Securities as a senior manager for the upcoming refunding and also hire M&T Securities and RBC Capital Markets as co-managers.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second?
Yes, second.
Cole. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, good job, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, good job, Mrs. Deaver.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Good job, sir.
Thank everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Guthorn, for coming today.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
You're welcome, Mr. Wilson.
Next, Mr. Godwin. Wastewater agreement reserves at North Bethany.
Thank you, Mr. Ashford.
Thank you, Mr. Godwin.
You're welcome. Mr. President, members of council, for your consideration this morning, we have a wastewater agreement proposal, Sussex County project number 8104, which is the reserves at North Bethany. The developer in this case will be Mr. Scott Downing from Chantilly, Virginia, and the location is the west side or the southbound lane of Route 1 just north of Bethany Beach. This will be part of the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. It will be the installation of an off-site sanitary sewer main. There will be no connection charges. We already have the approval of our engineering department as well as DENREC. We're expecting 14 days of construction, and we're also expecting construction administration and construction inspection cost of $6,378, with a proposed construction cost of $42,520. If you'd like, I have a motion for you,
Thank you, sir.
Motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 712, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and the Reserves at North Bethany LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Reserves at North Bethany LLC located in the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
How about yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
I do have one observation.
Mr. Cole?
It just comes to my attention, the name, the Reserves of North Bethany. We must have how many reserves and preserves and on.
All over the state.
Is there anybody, I know, but some in close proximity, when somebody, whoever lives in this community, they're never going to say, I live in the Reserves of North Bethany. They'll say, I live in the Reserves. Is there anybody watching over how these names are, because there's a paramedic in the background.
Or
if somebody calls up and says, I live in the Reserves, I don't know where I am. You know, there's 10 reserves. There's 10 preserves.
Our mapping and addressing departments try to make sure that all of these addresses are easily discernible, like you.
Well, it's the names. It's not so much that the address. They're not going to focus in on the numbers. They're going to focus in on the name. And when this gets developed, I can see it now, it'll be the Reserves real big and then real small to say, of Bethany or something, or North Bethany. So there needs to be some clarification there, because I think we're going to see some problems with our emergency operations.
I guess the Reserves as a title is used in many cases, like you said, with the caption at the bottom of Bethany or of Angola or Reserves of Dagsboro or whatever. You're right. That is true.
We got Baysides. We got, you know, and then it's in small print. But anyway, I don't know if somebody needs to look into that and just question who's looking over that and checking and cross-checking.
I would think mapping and addressing keeps that separate.
Just see if you put down. It's not critical. Just I think it's something we should know, because we could look up and find out that it's been an issue or something.
We'll do.
Go ahead. A year ago, we were asking people to be sure to post their addresses correctly. I don't know if we've had any response or any change or any difference. Are they responding? I don't know.
I know Mr. Guy worked on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Diligently. And I know there have been a lot of homes that now have an easy-to-read address that mm-hmm. didn't a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And I also know there have been some problems. I don't have a report mm-hmm. ready for you this morning, but I can get one together if you'd like to see how complete we are in that process.
Well, Dave, Todd, and Chip, I mean, maybe somebody go back and check with mapping and find out if you know where we are, maybe have an update, like maybe not Hal Pering it to do it, but maybe have them come in and tell us what the heck's going on down there, and if this, what I just cited here, is that a potential problem?
Can do.
If you, Mr. Baker, if you could ask mapping to research that and then
put
on the agenda at some point in the near future.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Hal.
Thank you, sir.
Paramedic Station 106 lease renewal. Mr. Stewart's not here. Mr. Robert Schoonover is here. His able-bodied stand-in.
We're assuming that.
We are assuming that.
We'll see what he says.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I am Robert Schoonover, EMS Division Manager, Technical Services, not Bob Stewart. Bob sends his regrets. He had a partial knee surgery last Monday, and he's recovering. He hopes to be back to work with partial schedule on Thursday. I'm here to ask for your renewal of the lease between the County Council and Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad. Medic 106 serves the Long Neck area with backups to the Rehoboth and Millsboro area. This has been a lease that's been in existence since 2003. So this would be the ninth one. It's a $1,400 per month, which includes all utilities. That includes phone and internet. I will tell you that this will be the last one annual lease renewal. At the conclusion of this year, they would like us to vacate the premise and find a new location. Just make you aware of that. So we have about a year or two to relocate
that. Have we been working in that effort to look?
We're starting to, yes.
We're starting to.
I wonder if we have the money for that.
We have in our budget, we have in our budget for land acquisition for this year to be able to do that. So just want to make you aware of that. I do have a motion.
Please, sir.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve a lease agreement that contains no changes for the paramedic station 106 between Sussex County Council and Mid-Sussex Rescue Squad for a period of 1 year from November 1st, 2011 through October 31st, 2012, as per the terms and the conditions of the lease and memorandum of agreement.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second,
Mr. Cole.
See, I thought Sam, I wanted Sam to do something.
He's done it himself. Any questions or motion?
I'm just figuring out how much money we're paying a year for this place. $16,000.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
And they're complaining. I can't believe it.
Yep.
We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Schoonover.
Thank you.
And next, we have Mr. John Ashman.